Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCutcheon from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred is the official online radio station of the festival. I'm so pleased to be joined by John Landis. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, the festival is presenting An American Werewolf in London, a restored version of the film, which I adore, so let's talk about that a little bit. What was, I mean, the first question that I want to ask you is, this film mixes horror and laughs.
Not really.
Phone went off. The film mixes horror and laughs. So how was it kind of received by, you know, people that you were trying to get financial backing from? Did they understand the screenplay initially?
No, I wrote this in 1969 when I was 18. I was working on a movie called Kelly's Heroes in the former Yugoslavia.
Yes.
I was, now they're called PAs, but they were called gophers then. And it was very interesting. It was behind the Iron Curtain. Right. Someone your age wouldn't have a clue what that is, but it was...
I'm a history buff.
But you'd be amazed what that meant. It was like going from color to black and white. But anyway, and I witnessed this wacky thing, and it inspired me. I thought, what would I do if I was confronted with something supernatural? Because I know that it's not real, it's not true. So how would I deal with it if it was standing in front of me? And that basically inspired An American Werewolf in London. And the reason it's funny, it's not a comedy, it's a horror, it's a quite dark movie, but it is very funny. And my intention is to use the humor to make it more frightening, which I think it does. And I wrote it in 69, I made it in 1981. And I only could make it after the success of... I had three movies that were Kentucky Fried Movie, then Animal House, and then The Blues Brothers. And they were all very, very, very successful, so I could get the money to make this wacky movie. And I'm happy to say it was very successful internationally, and still is.
Right, it is. It's a beloved classic. How are we doing on time?
You know, it did.
I gotta ask.
I was going to say it did huge business in the UK, but also in Ireland and Australia, just gigantic. In Australia, it was the number two movie to James Bond that year. And I realized, well, because it's killing Brits and Americans.
Just to go back to the origins of the idea, at this point you had already kind of made a similar film. That was your first feature film, Schlock.
Oh, Schlock is not similar at all.
No, not similar, but it's also kind of a tribute to some creature feature.
No, Schlock is a monster movie and very much a comedy, and it was inspired by this terrible Freddie Francis movie called Trog, which was poor Joan Crawford's last movie. Have you ever seen Trog?
I haven't seen it.
You should. It's wonderfully funny. But it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. What kind of influence do these types of films have on you as a filmmaker? Had on you at the time? What do they have now in terms of influence?
I couldn't be specific, but everything has influence. I mean, I hear sometimes artists saying, I was not influenced. They're full of shit. Everything influences you.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, you're aware of it or not. It's like politics. People say, well, my film's not political. Of course it is, whether you intended it or not.
Right, yeah.
But regardless, I have very broad taste. I like highbrow and lowbrow.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy all kinds of stuff.
Unfortunately, like, we're really running out of time, but thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Are you coming tonight?
I'm going to try my best, but...
I'm going to try my best. The check's in the mail.
He has the microphone.
The dog ate my homework.
I control the time. If you keep the microphone, we can keep you for longer. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.